Welcome back to Balanced Living. We're talking about quick cuisine, health in a hurry. My special guest is Evelyn Kissinger, the nutrition director of Lifestyle Matters. And my name is Vicki Griffin. I'm the director of Lifestyle Matters. And as we were talking on the break, Evelyn, the scripture came to our mind of John 10:10. The thief doesn't come except to kill, to steal, and to destroy. What a terrible job description. But Jesus has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And part of that abundant life is making choices that add to mental, physical, and spiritual health.
Every day as we make those choices, it actually gives us life. And as we make those choices, we are going to enhance the joy in our life, the pleasure, even the freedom, so that we're not bound into having to have those sugars or caffeine or whatever, but we have freedom of choice.
And there is a way to fix our focus.
That's right.
And today we're focusing on better meals and quick. So we've been talking about breakfast before the break, and now let's talk about some super sandwiches and some lunch choices that are going to actually help our brain to stay focused, keep our mood calm, lower stress, and help us to get through the challenges of every day.
So when we're focusing on a lunch, a lot of people do like a soup or a sandwich for lunch. And if you're focusing on a sandwich, one of the most important parts would be to have a good whole grain bread. So if you're eating out, ask for the whole grain bread. If you're making your own, taking your lunch with you, which can be a great idea. When we take our lunch, we typically have better choices that we're making at home. So when you choose a bread, choose one with some good fiber in it, at least 2 to 3 grams of fiber in a slice.
That's a very great idea. And I know people that love to do jigsaw puzzles, and they always begin by putting the framework together, and then you know how to put all the pieces inside. So what I hear you describing, Evelyn, is a framework of healthy choices. So focusing on a whole grain of some sort, healthy dietary fats, and you can break that down for us. Plenty of garden vegetables, including beans and legumes, getting at least 15 grams of dietary fiber at a meal, and plenty of beautiful color. I know for myself, as a person that does a lot of sedentary work, I make sure I get my exercise every day. But because of that, I have to consider the volume of food that I eat. And so sometimes, many times actually, the type of grain that I will choose might be in the form of a wrap or a tortilla or a pita pocket, and then stuffing it with a lot of great vegetable choices and then a signature protein. Help us out with that.
Yeah, some of the things I think that is very common that people enjoy are maybe hummus, something like that. But as you say, concentrating on putting some fresh vegetables, all kinds of different vegetables. You could use shredded carrots even in it and some cucumbers and tomatoes and green peppers, all of these things, fresh spinach.
There's a section in our book that we wrote together called Foods for Thought. That's the name of the book. But there's a section in that book I really love. It's called Three Cheers for Salad, Raw, Raw, Raw. And I know that for myself, to help my mental engine to purr instead of ping, I include just about every day of my life some kind of mixture of raw chopped vegetables, either in a wrap or a pocket or making a salad, and then adding that protein component. And it's really nice that you can go to the store and get teriyaki mixes or kale mixes that have a variety of vegetables, including sliced Brussels sprouts. Now, that may make you cringe, but you've talked about learning new taste experiences and how to season these foods and enjoy those new choices. And it actually changes the cortical area of the brain responsible for taste.
That's right. Your taste buds will change as you enjoy healthier foods. And making a salad can be so easy. The mixes, adding some spinach to it, and a really simple dressing is just twice as much lemon juice as olive oil, and then adding some kind of a salty taste, and if you like garlic, some minced garlic in there. And it's fresh, and it is very complimentary to the salads. Maybe sprinkling it with some seeds, some sesame seeds or sunflower seeds. A surprising element in a great salad is beans.
Absolutely. One cup of beans, about 15 grams of fiber. You're getting gum fibers that are going to help to control blood sugar, lower the insulin spike that happens. And then there's this thing called a postprandial dip. You don't get into that afternoon slump and you'll have that energy. Talk about going for a walk right after that lunch meal, a 10-minute walk, what that's going to do.
Yeah, especially for diabetics, but for all of us, it's a smart choice. I was a part of a research project for reversing diabetes, and in 2 weeks, we saw significant reversal of diabetes, and that was including beans. We offered beans at every meal.
Wow.
Along with everything else, but there was an offer of beans along with the cereal and the fruit and the grains and nuts and seeds. But we had the beans were offered at every meal and a 10-minute walk after every meal, and it significantly lowered blood sugars. But this is good for all of us because it really helps with brain health when your blood sugars are in order.
And also enjoying healthy fats. F-A-T is not spelled B-A-D. And so some of those healthy fats, you named one, that putting a little drizzle of that extra virgin olive oil, it has 31 different antioxidants, including hydroxytyrosol, which softens arterial walls, avocados, olives. So to enjoy the beautiful, boundless variety that God has given us in what you call the Department of Defense. Where do we find that?
The Department of Defense. That's in your produce
area. And some other protein sources would include garden patties, meatless menu options.
You can get baked tofu slices.
Absolutely delicious. There are so many wonderful options.
And the easy peanut butter and fruit spread sandwiches.
Fantastic. Absolutely delicious. Being sure to tote water and enjoy it between meals to stay well hydrated. That's going to keep alertness and help aid digestion and prime your appetite for the next meal.
Yeah, trying to get at least a couple of glasses of water in between breakfast and lunch is a really smart idea.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about being supper savvy and how to eat out on the go.
Well, one of the things I love to do is when I'm making a meal is to make extra. So I'm preparing more at this meal so that I'll have a starter for the next meal so that every meal is not starting from nothing. So if I'm making a big pot of beans, I make enough that's going to last for a few different meals, or brown rice. I'll cook a large amount of that, or quinoa, and then I use it different ways the next time. It really helps speed up preparing meals.
Well, it's really nice to have your roughage ready and to also have some things in the freezer that you can just pull out and use. So when you make that quinoa or brown rice, I go to a dollar store and get the little storage containers and I will freeze individual servings. And it's so helpful to just pull it right out. And when I buy the mixed packages of raw veggies that I would use in a salad, if it's a few days and I haven't used it up, I'll make a nice broth out of it. And you have a great base for making a vegetable soup. And all of these things are freezable and affordable. We're less likely to be caught off guard and unprepared. There's a phrase that you love. It's called halt.
Halt. Yeah. Avoid being overly hungry, anxious, lonely, or tea tired.
Yeah, that's right. And having good meals and having just planning ahead.
So that you're not starving. If you walk in the house after work and you're absolutely starving and you have no idea what you're going to prepare, then that sets us up for going for things that maybe we later regret.
Yes.
The chips, chops, and lollipops.
Oh, yeah. And so I hear you talk to people all the time about how having that great breakfast, that moderate lunch, it reduces the need for any kind of late night eating or heavy supper. I say to the people that we have an opportunity to speak with is, what are you going to do at night? Build a bridge? And so what happens is having this big meal at night is going to spike blood sugar. It reduces the quality of sleep. So immune factors don't work as properly. Memory consolidation doesn't happen as well. The cancer-fighting agents. And you just don't sleep as well. And you don't wake up with a good appetite.
That's right. And you're not going to burn as many of those calories that you have just eaten. There's a difference, as we mentioned earlier in the program, there's a difference in the way the body handles calories throughout the day. So meal timing is very important.
Very, very important. Spacing those meals. So planning meals, again, looking at that puzzle framework, planning meals around easy soups, brown rice, beans, potatoes, or a whole grain pasta recipe, using leftovers to make a vegetable soup or casserole. What about some of the instant foods that we could have on hand for that quick meal that we need to get made?
Well, the instant brown rice, something like that, or quinoa works very quickly. You can cook that very quickly. Even frozen vegetables, you know, sometimes it's easy to just pull out a few of the frozen veggies, canned beans. Yeah, it's great if you cook all these things from scratch or have them fresh, but they're still very healthy. to have canned beans or frozen veggies.
Absolutely. People set very high goals for themselves. And then in the everyday life, if they can't meet that, then they crash and go and get the burger and the shake. But how wonderful it is to have some alternatives that are available so that you don't have to just do absolutely incredible or crash.
Right. And really, we talked about the salads and making those very easy as
well. Exactly. And there are soup cups and there are foods that are available that are low in sodium and have great ingredients.
That's right. And choosing a lot of raw, you know, starting your meal off with a nice salad or fresh vegetables or fresh fruit, that's been shown to help with weight control as well. So starting off with raw foods is a great way to plan a meal.
And we say crunch for lunch. And that crunch factor actually has a healing impact on the hippocampal area of the brain, which has to do with learning and memory. So this crunch, not chips, but all those great raw foods, that crunch factor actually is a targeted therapy
for
brain health and fighting depression.
Yes.
So let's go over some basic principles as we finish up today.
So starting your meal with something fresh.
Starting lunch and supper with fresh raw salad. What about those healthy fats?
Yes, and choosing some healthy fats, putting nuts on your salad, or of course having those with your breakfast, a little olive oil, making your salad dressing, and adding some beans. Add some beans to your salad.
To complete that high fiber meal.
And some excellent plant protein.
Buying some shredded cabbage, broccoli slaw, have you tried that? Shredded carrots, that reduces prep time, makes it easy.
That's right. And what are we going to do when we're about eating out?
I love
make those choices.
I really love what you say, Evelyn, that we use the menu as a list of options. So choose restaurants that have fresh vegetables and high fiber options. Say, what's fresh in the kitchen? What can you make up for me?
That's right. And choosing ethnic places to eat out. They often have better choices and often will have something that has beans in it. Greek, Lebanese, Chinese, Indian, Mexican, Italian restaurants. They all can offer some plant-based options that are very, very tasty and delicious.
Well, and here's the thing for me. I have to mentally rehearse what I'm going to do before I ever walk in the door.
Because when you think about it before you get there, the same areas of the brain light up when you think it or when you do it. So practice before you get there of what you're going to order.
Practice makes permanent.
That's right. Ask your server about some healthy options and fresh items that they have in the kitchen.
Here's a big one. Eat slowly. And enjoy your food and company.
That's right. It's about, you know, it's not about how much we can eat, but how much we can enjoy our company and the people around us as well.
You know, good nutrition is going to help you enjoy your best possible health physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Yes. You know, our body is a temple. It's a temple of the Holy Spirit. We've been told that in the Bible. And by making these choices, it's actually showing respect to our Creator. And it also gives us that life. You know, we talked about abundant life, and God wants us to give us abundant life. And that's one of the ways that He gives it day by day, meal by meal, is by the foods that He's provided. So choose life.
And the Bible says, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Your choices are going to make a difference, not only in how you feel, think, and act, but also your influence on others. Are you ready to take that step, listener? Are you ready to commit your meal planning to Him one choice at a time? You're of infinite value, and God loves you. He wants you to have the energy to participate in life to the fullest, in its joys as well as its challenges. Will you commit yourself to Him today? Thank you for joining us.